In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus now switches to good deeds and links them, in the same way, to your attributes of salt and light, your knowledge of him and the gospel. John 3:20-21 in the NIV. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. People of light cannot help but make a difference. Their deeds are in the sight of God and they know it. But light is repugnant to the darkness. We said at the beginning of this study, character begets conduct, conduct begets influence, and influence is shown in deeds of goodness, mercy, and kindness to those around us. It's the fruit of the Spirit, evident in our lives. One thing follows sequentially upon the other. The thought, it is said, is father to the deed. This is why what we think is so important, because what follows is what we do, our deeds. If our thought life is pure, then our lives will have some semblance of purity, and it will show. It will quickly become apparent that we no longer watch what we used to, or want to join others in what they do. We just don't want to get involved anymore. No taste for it, no desire for it. We were like that, now we are like this. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 says this, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." This is where the persecution can arise. We were like that, but we've lost the taste for drunkenness and carousing, as the King James says it, for adultery and covetousness, if we had them in the first place, for example. The light doesn't draw attention to itself. It illuminates what's there. For us, it will highlight or illuminate the work of God in our lives and through our lives, and in that way, the Father is glorified. He isn't glorified when we draw attention to ourselves and our good deeds. The Pharisees did that for one reason, for men to see. When we get to verse 33 and seeking first and only his kingdom, we will begin to understand how all this works, putting him and his kingdom first. Simply and effortlessly removes our appetite for the things of the world and its approval. But first, he comes first.